Hello, sports fans.
Time for sports.
Let the games begin.
Turn on the radio.
It's time to talk high school basketball on the Coach's Corner.
We'll close out this week at the Coach's Corner by talking some high school basketball. Why not? We've talked a lot of high school basketball throughout the week. One team we have not focused on yet is the Carbon Dino boys basketball squad. They only played one game this week. That was back on Tuesday. Road trip to Union. A little bit of a weird schedule this week for the boys squad. They're sitting 3-2 right now in region play and have a true chance to actually claim a region title. I mean, it's not that far-fetched. They've had their struggles in the non-region season, but they have taken care of business for the most part in the league slate. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Kyle Wilson right now over the phone. Coach, always fun to talk about the boys basketball team. Thank you again for making time for us today.
Yeah, that's good to be here. Thank you.
Definitely, Coach. It was a short week for you guys, only one game. That was Tuesday against Union, so the scheduling's a little off from what's the norm as far as region play goes. You guys fall in that game 56-43, but at the same time, looking at the division standings, you guys have won three region games, and so you're probably right where you need to be. I mean, I'm not sure it's where you want to be, but at the same time, you guys are still within striking distance.
Yeah, you know, being 3-2, we're still giving ourselves a chance, and you know, I don't know if anybody else paid attention, but Delta lost to Providence Hall the other day, so that definitely helped us out in the standings. And you know, we feel that there's not a team in our region that we can't beat. You know, I mean, it's usually us beating ourselves. You know, like the two losses we have at Union and at Delta. I mean, it's hard to travel to Delta and travel to Union and win, but you know, we kind of shoot ourselves in the foot with those games. You know, but we're still okay with where we're sitting right now, and I still feel like we're in the running for a region championship. We just gotta, you know, put together a few wins in a row and get some momentum going.
As far as the competition in this region goes, I mean, it's becoming more and more apparent who the top dogs are in this region. Union hasn't lost a game yet. You talked about Delta losing to Providence Hall. I think Delta's a pretty good basketball team, but you guys have definitely earned the right to be in that conversation.
Yeah, you know, Delta's a good basketball team. Union's a good basketball team. They both get after it, you know, defensively, and they can put points on the board and on any given night. But you know, so can we. You know, our defense, you know, I've been happy with the way we've been playing defense, especially in region play. You know, we just got to be able to find ways to put points on the board. You know, and that was one thing coming into the season that I wasn't exactly concerned about. But, you know, we just got to find, you know, maybe it's a confidence thing or whatever it is. We just got to find ways to get, you know, get points on the board and, you know, get some scoring, you know, not a lot, just a little scoring out of some other players. But you know, I think we're okay. And you know, it's definitely things that are fixable. And I think we'll be okay, you know, going forward, as, you know, get a win next week at ALA, you know, that's the goal. And then, you know, let's start your second half of region play. So, you know, if we can go into the second half of the region play, you know, 4-2, I mean, it's hard to ask for, you know, better than that going into it. So
let's talk about the Union game. Really unique in a sense where you had two players score all of your points from the second quarter on in that game. Only three kids scored in that game. Two scored between the second and fourth quarters. That's so unique. I really don't recall the last time something like that's happened with a team that was competitive in a game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had Colin Lewis hit two threes in the first quarter, and I was excited because usually when he starts doing that, then he's feeling it, you know, most of the night, and you know, he kind of went cold, and you know, other than Derek Hillam and Ryan Gagan, you know, the rest of the team just kind of they weren't on, and it's not that we were taking bad shots or forcing shots; it was good shots that just had a hard time finding the net, you know, you know, Jordan Vasquez didn't travel there with us on Tuesday. He was, you know, very under the weather and wasn't able to play. So, you know, that kind of hurt a little bit because he's always good for, you know, 10 to 15. But it was just a hard game to watch because I thought our defense, you know, especially 1 through 3 quarters was really good. And it was just shooting 29% from the field doesn't put points on the board, and I mean, that's the ultimate goal in basketball, stopping the other team from putting points on the board. You got to put the ball in the hole. So
Yeah, and I mean, looking at this game statistically, I know Union has a couple of players that can definitely do some damage on the glass, including Ty Gilman. Rebounding-wise, I mean, you guys were right there with Union. It wasn't like there was an overabundance of second, third-chance opportunities for the Cougars in this game.
Right, you know, and you know, toward the end of the first quarter and then the second quarter, the Gilman kid, you know, kind of, you know, went on a little bit of a run, and at halftime we made some adjustments, and I don't even know if he scored after that. If he did, it wasn't much, and you know, like I said, our defense, we were good, and we had, you know, 30 plus rebounds, and we did what we needed to do defensively and rebounding the ball. It's just, it comes back to, you know, 29% from the field. It's hard to win basketball games if you're only going to shoot 29%.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Kyle Wilson of the Carbon Dino Boys Basketball Squad. Coach, you mentioned Providence Hall topping Delta. Boy, that win over Providence Hall now looks really good, considering it was a 16-point win for you guys. And again, I think it's a testament to the parity in this region.
Right. You know, I think it shows that, you know, pretty much any team, I think, can, you know, get a win at any point in time. And it shows just, you know, kind of how more even than I think people thought the region is, and it's a tougher region than people originally thought. Because Delta's a good basketball team. They've had some good wins. You know, they went down, and I believe they went down to beat South Sevier, if I'm not mistaken, at South Sevier. You know, and then South Sevier's a very good, you know, basketball team. Just and you know, we beat Providence Hall, and Providence Hall, I believe they put a whooping on Delta. They won by double digits. So. It's just one of those things that you got to show up, be ready to play, you know, no matter who you're playing. You know, you got to respect any opponent in this region, or they can surprise you. You know, if you have a little bit of an off night, you catch anybody on an on night. It's just how it goes.
We talked to Coach Ted Bianco a little bit earlier on in the week about the scheduling. It's a little bit unique, especially for you guys, because you play on a Tuesday and then you get the rest of the week off. The basketball season is such a grind. Once you get past that Christmas break, it seems like everything is just really rushed in the lead up to the state tournament. Do you like that basically a week off, Coach? Is that good for this team?
You know, I wasn't exactly happy about playing on a Tuesday, you know, traveling and playing on a Tuesday, and then, you know, you get one practice on a Monday, and they're high school kids, and, you know, you never know what you're going to get on a Monday. And, you know, it's something we have to adapt to. You know, basketball is about, you know, adapting to the situation and being able to focus no matter what and being able to go out and play without any excuses. You know, but I'm okay with, you know, the rest of the week off. You know, these guys have worked their butts off, and, you know, they've, like you said, it's a grind, and they've been grinding it out, you know, especially with going to Cedar City over the Christmas break and getting 3 games in 3 days there, and then, you know, only a couple days off and having to get back to practice and then, you know, games. And so it has been a grind, and I think these guys, you know, deserve this time off. I think it'll be good for them. You know, yeah, we've been practicing, but it's been a little, I'm not going to say, you know, easy practices, but it's been more on things that, you know, we need to clean up and focus on. So I think it's good for these guys, especially, you know, like I said, high school kids. They need some time off, you know, mentally. It's not physically for the most part, but it's mentally. They just need to be able to relax a little bit. And we practice today, and then we just got to get back to focusing, you know, Monday, you know, so we can play ALA, you know, travel to ALA and play them on Wednesday. So, you know, I like the time off, but, you know, at the same time, it was hard to go to Union on a Tuesday, travel over there and try to focus and play. But I'm not trying to make excuses by any means, but it's different. And high school kids, I feel like, have a hard time adjusting to, you know, different circumstances.
Well, it does give you a week off, as you mentioned, to kind of just work on some things. Coach, with only 7 games left in the regular season, and I can't believe we're at that point already, there's only 7 games left in the regular season. Are we at a point yet to where either you know it or you don't, or what are some of the things that you can still improve on this late in the year?
You know, I think you can fine-tune a lot of things, you know, and a lot of the stuff, I guess, is game planning for the upcoming games. You know, we can learn how to play against certain teams differently. You know, we're not going to play ALA the same way we played Union. And you know, the game plan is definitely going to be different. So we need to be able to make adjustments, you know, and fine tune some stuff. And, you know, I think you can always, you know, get better at shooting, you know, whether you're, you know, making a small adjustment in your shot, or, you know, you're just shooting more to get more comfortable with it. You know, I think there's things that you can adjust and that you can get better at. You know, fundamentals, I think, are a big thing that you should be working on all year. You know, whether it's, you know, during practice or guys doing it, you know, on their own after practice or right before practice. But, you know, it's always, it might give you that little bit of an edge, you know, come the next game or come, you know, four games down the road that maybe you were doing something over the whole time that's, you know, finally starting to click, and it just kind of makes you that much better. You know, the next time you play a team that, you know, maybe they're not game planning for, you know, a kid out there shooting threes, and, you know, he's been working on that for 2 weeks, and, you know, we come to that game and he starts knocking down a couple threes, and it makes them adjust their game plan, you know, in the middle of the game, which makes it easier for us and harder for them. So I think there are things that you can get better at and you can work on. I mean, it's just, you know, a matter of focusing in and doing it.
Now that we are getting towards the end of that season, and again, we've talked about the schedule and how difficult it can be, are you guys relatively healthy, or is that something that you're concerned about as well, getting down into the final seven games?
You know, we got some bumps and bruises, but, you know, they all kind of came in last week and this week, so that week off is definitely been good. You know, we've had a couple guys under the weather, and, you know, I mean, I'd like to get that out of the way now if we have to. I think we're healthy. We're as healthy as anybody, you know, in 3A at least, and in our region. But you know, I think we'll, you know, we're fine in that aspect, and I'm not worried about it at all.
Last question before I let you go, Coach. We don't really ever spend a lot of time talking about the underclassmen. How have the JV and sophomore freshman teams? How have all the younger kids looked?
You know, I'm happy with how they've looked. You know, you look at, you know, the freshmen, they're playing hard. They're a good group of kids. They're a little undersized, but they're a good group of kids, and they work hard, and you never question their effort. You know, they've got some wins under their belt, and, you know, playing some tough teams, and but I'm happy the way they've played. And, you know, our sophomore group, we've struggled a little bit, but, you know, if you look at us last year compared to this year with, you know, that group, you know, coming from freshmen to sophomores, you know, I'm extremely happy with the progression that they've made. It's been heads and tails different. So I'm happy with what they're doing. And, you know, we got a couple sophomores that are, you know, getting a little varsity time and you know, getting better. And we'll see what they do next year. You know, always between sophomore and junior year, you usually see the biggest growth in kids. So I'm excited to see what they can bring back next year. And then our JV group, I mean, our JV group, there are a lot of, we only have three seniors, so it's a lot of the underclassmen that are playing varsity. You know, they come in and they give us big minutes, no matter who it is. And you know, I never question any of those juniors' effort. A lot of those are, you know, some small guys, you know, undersized. But I'll take their effort over size any day of the week, just because they work so hard. And you know, whether it's in practice or in games and whatever it is, and it's just fun to watch that JV group work together and do what they do on the court.
Well, Coach, always fun to get you on the show. Thank you again for the time. Enjoy the rest of the weekend off, and we'll talk again soon.
Good to be on. Thank you.
Definitely my pleasure. Coach Kyle Wilson of the Carbondale Boys Basketball Squad talking about the early portion of the region season. I don't know if we can call it early portion anymore. Again, only seven games left in the regular season for Carbon. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we're going to talk NFL football. That's straight ahead on Drive Time Sports.